You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
The perfect song for the final John and Ken show. John Cobalt, Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah! One of my very fond memories is Tony Villar. I tell you, I'll cherish the years he was mayor. And you say the same thing because Garcetti followed him.
Yeah. But he provided so much material for us.
And were Tony Villar good years as mayor?
Villar's years were terrible, but they shine in comparison to Garcetti's.
Yeah, that's the thing. Look where we're going.
Right? I know. We didn't have the homeless and the crime during the Villaraigosa years.
Right. So I was going over the governors today, too, that have been in charge of California since I've been on the air here at KFI, and I was thinking, that's also gone downhill.
Yeah, we came in during the time of Pete Wilson.
Pete Wilson, right? And then the best of the lot since we were here, right?
You know, we have a special guest who recorded a message for you, and I wanted to start the show with it. So if you're ready.
I don't want to do anything today. You want me to sing songs? I'll sing songs. I can do that for 3 hours. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
Yeah, that's what you're going to be singing.
That is. That's my retirement song.
On a Thursday afternoon. And that's sitting on your back deck. No clothes.
I've arranged for my own guest this hour because yours are not impressing me as much. So,
all right. Well, maybe you like this one. All right. Roll it, Eric.
This is Gray Davis. Now, I know some of you may be wondering why I'm calling to wish Ken well. Well, I do wish him well. But I'm calling primarily to make sure he's actually retiring. And John, if you're listening, when the time is right, I'm happy to wish you farewell. Now, I know you guys advertise yourselves as equal opportunity critics. I never really believed that. But shortly after I left office, I think 4 days has passed, and you were criticizing poor Arnold. He just got there. I can't remember exactly what you were criticizing him for, but at the very end you said, even Gray Davis would not have done that. And I thought to myself, maybe these guys really do criticize everybody.
Wow. How did you get that one? He never came on the show. Ever.
I know. And if he had come on the show and showed that sense of humor, he would not have gotten recalled.
Maybe. He haunted me after that recall. I kept running into him on flights up to the Bay Area. I'm like, oh my God, there's Gray Davis. I think twice, three times that happened on some of my trips.
Did you talk?
I did not.
You didn't introduce yourself.
This was not long after the recall, so I didn't know what I would get if I did that, right?
I'm quite like a Bengal tiger.
Yeah, that guy. I'm Ken, John and Ken show. We had a lot to do with your demise. Thanks. But have a good day.
It looks like the wounds have healed. He was willing.
I guess so. What did you reach out to, like, his, I don't know, what he has? Does he have a staff anymore?
Ray pulled this off. Ray sent me the message last night, the recording, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, you were shocked.
I reached out to a bunch of people who I thought would, and Gray Davis did it. I got to give him credit.
Yeah.
He said, okay, yeah. Sir.
Well, like we always said, he's kind of a strange wild card in some respects. Boring with his turkey sandwiches and what was it, broccoli?
Or broccoli, I think steamed broccoli and turkey.
Right.
Turkey and broccoli, I don't know.
And it's weird that were you going to play that because I was just talking about the governors and we don't prepare
no,
this.
No, no.
You pulled out one.
Our plan was to surprise you with that, to open the show, and then
You mentioned
the governors. So
yes, guys, I was thinking about the mayors of L.A. and the governors, and of course, a lot of our show has been kicking politicians' butts around for all these years. That's a big element, which I never saw coming. For people who don't know, I got into radio because I loved pop music. In the 1960s and 70s and into the 80s. That's all I did is listen to the top 40 and pop music and Casey's countdowns. And I wanted to be a DJ. But, you know, life has a way, right? And when you and I first got teamed up, we were playing some songs, but we talked a lot. And then talk radio was coming down the pike as a very popular format. And we just kind of rode that wave as it took off in the late 80s into the 90s.
But this is not what you played to do with your life.
Not as far as radio. I was a kid. I always wanted to be in radio.
Yeah.
But I didn't really have a concept of this kind of format, you know, back in the 60s and 70s.
It didn't exist.
It did not exist. I had no idea that we were going to end up doing this.
In fact, it didn't exist at the time we started doing it.
Right. You know, and I don't know how particularly I guess you could say because we're in Atlantic City, which was a cesspool of corruption for years between the mob and just the bad political leaders. Right. And that's kind of how we latched on to our first, you know, let's go after the elected people. Right. With the city council there. The mayor.
Yeah. Right? Donald Trump was the good guy in that era. In Atlantic City.
He was, right. He was kind of the good guy. And then we moved over to another station in Trenton, which covered big area of New York, New Jersey, and even Pennsylvania. And did that governor there, you know, Jim Florio was an idiot too. So this kind of gathered steam on its own based on just the corrupt, inept politicians before us. And then we got to Gray Davis. A nice message. Well, kind of. Although there's a tone to it. You're right. It's like, gentlemen, you're ready to retire. I'll be glad to, because I want you out.
I'll be happy to shovel dirt on your grave.
Yeah, we just had the 20th anniversary of the recall. Not too long ago.
Yes.
Did we pick on Schwarzenegger within a week? Maybe we did. I don't know.
Well, that's Davis's memory. He said it was 4 days.
Right. He said 4 days there, right?
Even Gray Davis wouldn't do that.
I remember getting frustrated with him more into 2005 when they had those special measures they put on the ballot. He wasn't campaigning and it sounded like he was just bending with the wind. That I remember better, but I don't remember days after he took office. But it's always possible. So
if you haven't heard, because you weren't paying attention, today is Ken's last day. I am going to take a few days off and then I'm going to do the show solo starting Tuesday, December 12th. And then Ken goes to his rest home. And let me tell you what we... Yes?
No, you have a rest home for me?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, in Bidenville.
It's going to be weird because it'll seem like a few days off, too, just like you're doing.
Sure.
I don't know what... I think it's going to be next year before I really realize, oh, that's right, I'm done with this.
Yeah, after the holidays.
Because we're rolling into the holidays and all that stuff. You don't really think about that.
Yeah, we usually took a lot of time off at the end of the year.
At the end of the year, right.
So, it'll be...
And again, the reason it's today, Wednesday, December 6th, is because this is the end of the real ratings period for radio. Right. I just picked that, Nielsen ratings.
Right.
So, there you go. That's the only thing.
You weren't going to work when it doesn't matter.
December is often a write-off, right?
December
music
is a write-off.
That's played, people are distracted.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't become really worth getting too heavily involved.
On the show today, we have three montages to play, which will take you roughly the first 20 years of the show. Hmm. And I thought that was...
I was thinking about that yesterday or the other day. There's like nothing from the last 10 years. What happened? Did we stink?
No, it's just a lot of it's the same. I didn't think there was any point in going over COVID, Trump clips and COVID clips and homeless clips. Okay. We're still living with all that.
Okay.
This is the stuff a lot of people will have forgotten about Or maybe were never remembered. They weren't listening back then. They weren't even old enough to listen back then. That's so true. For those of you on the older side, you will remember a lot of these clips. And for those of you on the younger side, this is what we used to do back in the 90s and 2000s. we also have a number of recorded guests to wish you farewell. And we're going to try to squeeze all this in. All right. Could be some walk-in people here in the building might walk in.
Is that right?
Yeah, could be.
I would like to say goodbye to Ken too on the air.
Yeah. Yeah,
haven't you been doing that for like weeks?
No, she asked specially.
This is the longest goodbye.
If she can,
I've just been sending you November. Pictures. That's about it.
Yes, right. Okay. Pictures always with you in them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's always about.
Remember,
me.
This is the end of the John and Ken show. It's not the end of the John and Ken and Deborah show.
I know, but I'm part of you, right? So I just wanted to.
You're a part of me. You can sing that song. You're a part of me.
See, you get John to sing, then you know we're on to something.
All right. We come back. We'll play a farewell message, and we'll cover the news of the day. And then later in the hour, we're going to play one montage from the 1990s to amuse you. John and Ken Show, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And here's another farewell message.
Hey, Ken. It's Gary, you know, one of the fun bunnies from the Gary and Shannon show. Listen, huge congratulations on finally pulling the plug on this radio thing. You have been consistently one of the anomalies in this place or any radio station. Someone who I think truly cares about other people. You always had a great ability to ask what was going on in other people's lives. And amazingly, every place I've worked since I started in radio in Sacramento in 1998, that is. It carried some version of the John and Ken syndicated show. It was in Sacramento. I moved to Seattle and I followed you there basically. And I realize that Shannon and I have a lot of work to do to come even close to matching the success that you've had with John. So congratulations on the retirement. Enjoy the travel. And most importantly, enjoy the quiet.
There you go.
Well, that's very nice.
Gary Hoffman.
Gary Hoffman from the, we played Shannon yesterday. So yes. Gary and Shannon chiming in. Yes.
There you go. You made the right connection.
I have, a lot of interest in everyone else's life. Anyway. That's all right. Everything should be nice today. Let's be nice.
Even if you have to make stuff up, right?
Oh, my God, no. All right. I just sent you all a picture of John and Ken from 1993.
So cute. Oh, my gosh. You guys look so adorable. So young.
Yeah, so young.
Oh, my gosh. Ken, you know, you look, wow, what actor? You look like an actor there, but I'm trying to figure out who.
What I'm trying to figure out is what happened to my hand. I don't remember that injury. Do you see I have a bandage?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have a bandage there.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But, I broke my hand, but it was years before that, playing softball one time, and a guy ran into my right hand. Right. I think it was my left hand, actually.
You're a slow healer.
But I don't remember what that was. So,
no. Yeah,
but that was Jack's Bicycles. I know that because it's got that date on the back of June of 1993.
I remember that, yeah.
And was one of our first big appearances because KFI used to do a big event there with Jack's Bicycles in Orange County. I don't remember what city. Do you remember, John? Or was
Huntington
it
Beach, I think.
Huntington Beach, okay. Yeah. All right.
So I don't know if that's still there. But,
yeah, and I don't even know how I got this picture. Obviously, it's like an old, obviously it's before digital. It's like an old Polaroid camera or something like that.
Yeah.
I had a copy of it lying around, so.
Oh, well, Deborah, you got to post this online.
Yeah.
I'm posting it right now.
Oh, you are? Okay,
oh, okay.
Good.
All right. The posters are at work.
All right. One note from the news, which is certainly worth bringing up, because he's an idiot and I will not miss him. Unless you're going to play me a Gavin Newsom message later, are you?
No.
Okay. You sure? Okay.
I don't know.
Because Gray Davis, that was pretty big.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if we can top that one.
Schwarzenegger coming on?
I don't know.
Oh, that's an I don't know.
That's an I don't know.
Okay. Well, you said no right away to Newsom. So.
He's in the Bahamas. We actually tried, and I think he would do it, but he's shooting a movie in the Bahamas or something, or he's being detained there. I don't know.
We're trying to get him between scenes.
Yeah, he is shooting a movie, so.
Oh, my God.
You know what movie schedules are like.
Newsom canceled the in-person annual holiday tree lighting at the Capitol. They postponed it a day, and they moved it online, which means it's going to be tonight. It'll be streamed.
Isn't that awful?
Because he's running from the Palestinian protesters. That's
those are his voters. They are.
Yeah.
Clearly. And he's afraid of them. And so what he did is he penalized all the Christians and everybody else who wanted to celebrate the lighting of the Christmas tree. How come everybody else lost out? That tradition has been going on in Sacramento.
92. It would be the 92nd annual tree lighting.
Yeah, since the 1930s. So since the 1930s, and Gavin Newsom cancels it because of some terrorist protesters? I'm sorry. If you are protesting for the Palestinians, you are supporting Hamas at this point. You are.
They showed up anyway. 200 people ended up at the Capitol anyway, despite the cancellation of the in-person ceremony. So they did come. They knew they were coming, and he thought it would be disruptive towards the spirit of the...
So they win. So 200...
Yeah, that's how I felt, too.
So 200 win. Crazy people get to cancel Christmas for everybody else. Boy, that's wrong.
He said for the safety and security of members and guests.
How about you create safety and security? How about it's your job to make it secure so that all the citizens who pay taxes here, let them celebrate their holiday. Can you imagine canceling? You could list the groups if we canceled their holidays or their special days. Hell would break loose, right?
That's right, yes.
But Christian people celebrating Christmas, the hell with them. That is one of his worst decisions.
You can't give in because this is what they're doing. They're going to go to any big public event and protest. And if you start canceling the events, they're going to feel like they won. All right, we sent everybody back inside. No Christmas tree public lighting ceremony.
So we can't enjoy a Christmas tree being lit up because there are too many crazy people supporting a terrorist group.
Right.
Well, that's a good day in America, huh? What a coward he is. What a simpering weasel coward. I can't even speak.
All right. When we come back, I've arranged for a guest. How about that?
I see.
This is someone who's known me longer than anybody, including you. Anybody. I shouldn't say anybody. My family's known me longer than anybody. But we're talking about 50 years. How's that?
Wow.
Yeah. It's high school.
Is he calling from the home, too?
You can ask him.
Does he have phone privileges?
I do keep in touch with him, and I don't think that's the case, but you can certainly ask him about the home.
No, I don't want to embarrass him.
Because he is sort of retired. Well, we'll explain that. Okay. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Ken's last day. We're on the radio till 4, and if you missed the show and want to hear the entire farewell, it'll be it'll be the podcast, John and Ken on Demand, on the iHeart app.
Farewell. You want to hear the entire farewell? I'm going to make a lot of speeches today. I really am. So here's the first one. Goodbye! I keep them short. That's what I like to do. You did most of the talking during these 35 years anyway. I'm 75, 25. I always have to wait for just a little gap if he breathes so I get a chance to say something.
Look, I won't say a word today. Floor is yours.
Is that right? Is that going to happen?
That's right, yeah.
All right. I'm hearing from people from my life, obviously, that I reached out to and told them that I was ending it on December 6th. One of them left me a voicemail this morning, and the reason I'm putting him on the air, other than that he's a longtime friend, and I don't think he's ever been on the show either, is that the voicemail transcripts as follows. My Google question today is to find out, how do I get on the John and Ken show on Ken's last day? So your wish is our command, right?
All you have to do is ask.
Our producer got him on. Let's talk to one of my longest friends. His name is George Sundstrom.
George.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
There you go. You're on.
Thank you. Thanks for it's amazing on your fairway show today that I got a chance to be on.
Well, all right. This is your moment. What do you have to say since you Googled and you were searching hard to get on the show? This is your moment.
Well, I'm sitting around this morning doing nothing. I figured, you know, I could give you a call at home or I could try to surprise you, but I couldn't find a phone number, so I called you at home and told you what I did. I Googled how to try to get on the show.
So you and Ken were friends in high school?
Yeah, we actually met in junior high.
Junior high.
We both tried out for the junior high basketball team. He was a tall guy who could shoot from the outside but couldn't defend on the inside. And I was a small guy who could shoot on the inside but got my shot blocked by the big guys who were inside, and we both got cut. So,
between the two of you, you might have been a player.
This must be an alternate universe, but I'm enjoying this.
So what was he like in junior high?
I would say that Ken and I were both just kind of studious.
Yes.
We were good students. We were smart enough to be in the classes with the smart kids, but not as smart as them. We were athletic, but not as athletic as the jocks, so we didn't fit in the jock circle. We certainly weren't in the popular crowd, so we kind of gravitated to each other through a number of our friends who, we hung out together during high school and junior high and high school, and that kind of fit into our own little niche there.
Yeah.
Became good friends through high school and have managed to stay in touch all through the years. Ken is godfather to my youngest child.
Courtney, and, yes.
Yes, and he comes from a great family. We were all very blessed that each of our parents of our friends, our circle of friends, accepted us, welcomed us into their homes at any time. So we were kind of boring as teenagers. We didn't go out and get in trouble.
No trouble?
Tell them what we did on many a night.
Well, so I did think about this.
Not hard. Time, we played cards. We played cards constantly.
We did play cards, but the other thing we did that we had more fun doing was there were psychiatric hospitals in two psychiatric hospitals within about 20 minutes of where we lived.
Oh, no.
And at that time, they were just beginning to outpatient the patients from the psychiatric hospitals and the eventual drawdown and remove and elimination of those. And there was a, I guess, for lack of a better term, a halfway house in the neighborhood in our town, Bayshore, where we grew up. And we'd harass these people, today it's not acceptable, but we would go and harass these people.
This is the story you're going to tell.
Well, this is one of them.
I should have put Ruth, your sister, on. Dang it, I made a mistake.
Because it leads to your career in broadcasting.
Oh, all right, if you want to put it that way. Sure, we'll listen.
That's the only reason you can work with me.
So we would go out and kind of harass him, have fun with it. But Ken also, in the days of cassette recorders, sorry, folks who don't know what that is, but he had a cassette recorder with a microphone. He would go out and interview them. Now, some of them were sharp and understood where they were and how they lived and everything. And some of them thought they were still living in the 40s and the 50s when they were young. And those made for priceless recordings. I don't think he has them anymore.
Boy, but if I could ever get a hold of those.
That was the work of our friend Lewis. He did that. But I was there. You were right. I was there, too. I asked questions. But Lewis did that. He put that together.
You were asking the questions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You were the one who was asking. You were the front man at that point in time.
So this was his early broadcasting career, interviewing.
And I do want to say, Ken, and I know he's talked about it, he went to school for accounting. He was a successful accountant, worked for a major firm in New York City, traveled the country, was very happy, but then made the decision to make the change to go to broadcasting.
And
the commitment that he made to go to, and I don't know if this is the right place, the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, or one of the broadcast schools, where he would actually go to work during the day, work his full-time job, and then go to school at night to take a little job in Elmira, where he ran into somebody he knows for 36-plus years now.
That's right. Yeah, but don't forget, it could have been the George and Ken show. I wanted you to get into radio, too.
Yeah.
You
started a family very young, so you had a lot of commitments.
You had that success interviewing psych patients.
That's time to change. It changed things around, but
it did. You had a lot of commitments, right?
But I was always impressed by his willingness to make that big change and his commitment to it. And obviously, you and both you and John getting together in Atlantic City, even though I know you met in Elmira, and your success here on the East Coast, and then translating that out to your success on the West Coast, just you know, just tremendous. And, you know, 36 years, I retired recently after 35 years with the company I worked with. So I know what it is in today's marketplace where people say, if you're there more than 2 years, you're a knucklehead. But to be somewhere and to do something at such a high level for such a long time doesn't happen very much anymore. And I'm very impressed with both of you, even though, John, I've never officially met you.
But, well, enjoyed this conversation and would love to have more of them.
Well, yeah. I want you to know he helped move me, John, from Elmira to Atlantic City. Move all my junk, yes.
Then we went to the
casinos after that and put a whole quarter in. The slot machine. We were very excited to play the slot machine.
We were not big gamblers. We liked card games, but we didn't gamble.
We didn't gamble, no. We didn't drink. We didn't gamble.
I think we spent more time in the bowling alley at the casino before the drive home in his Camaro at the time, which was a nightmare drive because it was snowing. And that car didn't have much handling.
Yeah, I remember the Camaro.
Yeah,
you had that when we met.
Yeah, well, I didn't change the oil and I blew the engine.
Your car.
I've done that too.
You've done that too.
George, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, my pleasure.
I made your wish come true. You wanted to be on the show, my last show. You got it.
There you go. I finally got on the air. Well, I just wanted to say congratulations. Enjoy your retirement. I know that eventually you'll have a lot of plans. I know you love to travel, and hopefully we get to see you a little bit more frequently here on the East Coast and talk to you more than just a couple times a year. And John, success in your solo effort.
Thank you.
I hope you do well, and hopefully some point in time in the future I get to meet you.
I hope so, too. Thanks, George.
All right. There you go. One of my longtime friends, George, who reached out to me today and wanted to know how we could get on my last show.
Harassing psych patients? You never told me this.
You know, why would I? Actually, I have mentioned it kind of. I didn't tell the story the same way, but we had the same experience as we had in California where they started to release people from all the psych hospitals because they were deemed to be horrible places.
Yeah.
And they did put them, as George said, like in a sort of a halfway house sort of hotel, actually not far from my home. And they began to wander the streets. They'd go into the church. They'd stand around.
So you did man on the street interviews.
Yeah. It was my other friend's idea. His name is Lewis. It was his idea to actually bring out a cassette recorder. And I forgot that, but George is right. That did happen. All right. We got
that's just great.
More coming up.
Couldn't be
John
better.
And Ken, KFI AM 640. Well, I was preparing for the days with you, obviously.
Yes. When we come back, we're going to play clips from the 1990s. Stuff that many of you probably have never heard, and maybe some of you will remember. John and Ken Show, KFI. All right, John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. On the iHeart Radio app, we've got two more hours of Ken, and we have a lot of stuff to play, farewell messages, montage clips from years past. We're going to play one right now. This one has a couple of short things that we played within the last few weeks, but the whole package is from the 1990s, especially the first few years when we ran into all kinds of natural disasters and controversies. This montage, I'll just explain a little bit so you know what you're listening to, starts with our first appearance on KFI as a guest with Daryl Gates, the controversial police chief from the Rodney King era. He left his job as police chief and became a KFI host. And we then replaced him in that time slot back in 1992. You're going to hear some clips from our first show, a number of callers who instantly criticizing. They were just disgusted with us. A little clip on the start of the Three Strikes movement and the Menendez brothers and our hunger strike. And then us up in helicopters over the fires in Laguna Beach. So let's roll.
We have a new team that's come to KFI for more stimulated talk radio. John and Ken.
You know what makes me nervous, I'll be honest with you. They tell me you have a gun here in the studio.
Well, you see, you haven't been on long enough to have threats against you.
Actually, I understand you have a little bodyguard strapped to your leg that jumps out in case there's trouble. Is this true?
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And welcome to the John and Ken Show. I'm John Cobalt, my partner Ken Champeau.
Yes, that would be me. You know, we've been asked probably 1,200,000 times over the past week. What do you sound like on the air? What do you do? What are you going to talk about? Shut up and listen, because
we don't know.
We don't know. We're going to argue. We're going to entertain. It goes back and forth between us, between the callers.
You're not stimulating in any way.
You haven't been stimulated yet?
Sound like country bumpkins.
You've decided all this in 25 minutes, huh?
Hey, you can use the character of an intelligent person right away.
You don't think we're intelligent? You don't think we have character?
We haven't talked about anything.
You know, some people, it takes more to stimulate than others.
You sound like the two morning DJs that Howard Stern knocked off.
That actually is the worst thing that's been said so far.
We've been on 28 minutes!
This is an unbelievable tough crowd.
All right, okay.
We have been following why Richard Allen Davis was allowed to walk the streets to strangle Polly Kloss, even though he had 20 years worth of crimes and felonies on his record. The three strikes you're out bill should be passed. Three violent or serious felonies, and you've got life imprisonment.
Menendez brothers, as you know, hung jury, and Garcetti all along has complained he didn't have enough money during the Menendez trial. So we organized a yard sale, sold a lot of junk, raised $4,000, hundreds of people came.
After Garcetti refused to take the money, John went on a hunger strike, which began 51 hours ago.
We also had a guy giving up his liver medication in Long Beach.
Did we get his number so we can check and see if he's still alive?
We put in a call to him. He isn't answering the phone.
He's not answering his phone?
He's not answering his
phone. What if he's lying on the floor reaching for the medication in a last-ditch effort to save himself?
It's gonna be
How's that going to look on the news?
It's going to be on Garcetti's head.
And yours.
No, I didn't tell him to do it.
You did a Gandhi and prompted him to get into this.
John Cobell and Ken Champeau are broadcasting in a helicopter over the Pacific Ocean right now.
Yeah, we are facing directly in, looking into Laguna Beach. It is completely overcast with smoke. Huge flames extending from near the beach inland. There's nothing left. There's just a few shards of timber. The air is foul-smelling. It's acrid. It makes your eyes burn. It's my mouth and throat are dry. And there's helicopters all over the place. They're like mechanical vultures floating through the air.
There you go.
Oh, that was, look at that. You're right. The 90s.
That was all in the first couple of years we were here.
That was.
This place was insane.
Yeah. Right. I'll always be proud of three strikes. I mean, that was a big, and you know, they've been trying to, they've been ripping that apart for all these decades.
I know, but it's still standing, still the law.
It's a big reason there were low crime rates for a while.
That's right. And Governor Wilson signed it. I remember the day we had him on the show.
Yes.
And he signed the bill. It also passed a second time, I think, as a referendum.
Right.
And you don't know how many people aren't dead because that passed, you see?
Right.
You know how many people were not victims?
I think, sadly, this year, Mike Reynolds, who was behind that movement to get that passed, he died, I believe, this year. Mike Reynolds, remember him?
Yes.
He's on our show many times.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Mark Kloss, Polly's father, too, was a big part of that.
There's a documentary out there somewhere of the passage of three strikes, because I know we were in it and they interviewed. Maybe you could find it on YouTube somewhere. But
and of course, the Times thinks it's like Prop 13. It's the scourge of California, right?
Yeah.
Prop 13 and three strikes have really hurt the... Yeah, compared to everything else that's been happening from Sacramento.
Because violent felons are in prison, and that upsets all those little weasels.
All right, then we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.